But let's welcome Mufti Saab onto the program before we actually begin. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah, I am very well. Praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah. Ijtima lens, Ijtima, this time taking place this coming weekend. Will you be giving us a surprise visit this time, Mufti Saab?
No, unfortunately, we won't make it. The other day I was in Lent and someone had seen me just before Ramadan and after Ramadan. He said, "Now, why did you move if you're here so often?" So I'm going to prove the purpose of my moving, so I won't make it.
but at least your du'as will be with us.
I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a success. May it be a means of spreading of the hidayah throughout the world. I mean,
Jazakallah so much for those du'as, Mufti Saab. All right, so the discussion today, last week and the weeks that went through Ramadan, and I think it was actually the discussion actually commenced before Ramadan as well. It was all about, business and etiquettes that we need to bring into our business, and then the type of life that we need to live, etc. Personal finances, that is what we discussed before Ramadan and then in Ramadan as well. And then last week, the discussion was all about how to gain barakah in your business. So Mufti Saab, explained to us the entire discussion on barakah. What is barakah? And then barakah in our personal lives. And then obviously last week we moved it as far as our business is concerned. How do we gain barakah in our business? This week the discussion is different, but we will still inshallah learn a lot. What we're discussing this week is how to start living in the moment. How to start living in the moment and stop worrying. And that is sometimes something that bogs us down a lot, something that takes us down, something that keeps us back, is that we just worry too much and we don't live in the moment. We don't appreciate the good that we're currently having. Something is good, is working for you right now, but you worry, no, next week, next month, what am I going to do? And in doing that, you lose this moment, and that next moment, next week, next month is definitely not guaranteed. So that is something that we need to learn. We need to learn to start living in the moment and stop worrying. Mufti Saab will take us through the discussion. How can we do this? So the very first discussion or topic, Mufti Saab, question is, why is it just so hard to stay present?
Our minds, can feel like a hive of bees constantly buzzing with activity. You may have noticed so many of those thoughts just come repeating itself, like a nasheed on replay. We get caught up in the mental chatter so easily that we lose touch with what's unfolding right before our eyes in each moment. And the mind loves to daydream about other times rather than focus on the now. We get transported into our memories of the past, or on the other hand, it's scenarios we imagine in the future. And that disconnects us from the very moment that we're experiencing. So it's almost like a trick that our mind plays on us, moving from the past to the future, and then these become neural pathways in our brain, and it's very hard for us to change that. So we need to be able to recognize that and pick up on it. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah, in his book Madarijus Salikin, he has spoken about mindfulness and self-awareness, and he says, he describes it as dawamu mulahadatil maqsood ay dawamu hudhuril qalb ma'ahu, continuous awareness of the objective, meaning continuous presence of the heart with Allah. So yes, that is, being present in the moment. That is what we are talking about, and that is the topic of our discussion for today.
Okay, Jazakallah so much for that, Mufti Saab. Now, as you know, we outlined right in the beginning of the program, the whole topic and discussion today is about how to start living in the moment. So why is it important to live in the moment?
The secret of health, both for mind and body, is not to be mourning continuously about the past, worry about the future, or to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. So while it can be difficult to live in the moment, there are numerous benefits that come from it: better health, By reducing stress and anxiety, you avoid many of the associated health consequences such as blood pressure, heart diseases, obesity. In fact, studies have shown that being in the moment can also improve your psychological well-being. Then that's the one aspect. The second aspect is it improves your relationships. Mm. Have you ever been with someone who is physically present, but mentally he or she is a million miles away? Being with an unavailable person is a struggle. You know, building relationships with such a person is very difficult. So how about being with someone who is fully present? We enjoy being with that person because you've developed a deeper connection. By living in the moment, you can be the person the other person is enjoying being with. And, you know, it makes your marriage, your parenting, your relationship with your children all much, much easier. And then also, you gain greater self-control. You have greater control of your mind, of your body, of your emotions when you're living in the present, in the moment. How much better would life be if we aren't at the mercy of our racing minds and unpredictable emotions? You would certainly be in a more peaceful and happier state.
Very, very, very true. Jazakallah so much for that, Mufti Saab. There's so much that we can gain, so much that we can benefit if we are make an effort to rather live in the moment. Now the big question, interesting question, we all do it, we all worry all the time. Why do we worry?
Yeah, that is a big question. Why do we worry? There's obviously a difference between worry and concern.
Right.
When we are concerned about something, we are more likely to deal with the real problem, with realistic solutions. And once we do whatever we can to address the problem, we're willing to live with the outcome. So that is a good thing. You know, if we don't have some level of concern, the youngster is going to school, I'm not worried about the exams. If that's going to happen, he's going to fail. So he needs to have the preparation. So that is concern. Worry, on the other hand, involves unrealistic thinking. We worry about the problem that doesn't really exist, so we dwell on the bad things that can happen as a result, and then we're unable to deal with the outcome either way. So, either way, we have difficulty dealing with uncertainty. So certainly some of our problems may not have a desirable outcome, such as serious health issues. Some problems may be beyond our control, civil unrest, economic bad consequences in the country, bad measurement. It's hard to avoid worrying about, but it's not impossible that you can overcome the worrying about that when you focus on what is within your control.
Yeah, so it's Mufti Saab very beautifully explained to us. You know, we need to understand the difference between worrying and concern. Concern is something that we should be having. Concern is, you know, a parent is concerned about their child. So there's concerns that we have all the time. That is different. But worrying is something that doesn't exactly benefit us. It's something that it just plays in our mind and we just keep on going about it. It doesn't benefit us exactly in any way. And we need to understand the importance of avoiding that. Now, sometimes over-planning leads to more worries. Is that true?
Yes. There's often way too much talk of building for the future. What about building for now? We all desire genuine happiness. In order to manifest this joy, we need to live in the present. So too much focus on the future often leads to stress and negative thinking. So the moment is the only moment you have in control right now. No matter how much you plan, you never know for sure how life is going to plan out. The only time you will know is when you're in that moment. The moment you experience right now is the only moment in your control. So you can choose to enjoy the moment, or you can choose to, despise the moment. Mm. And we also need to understand that each moment, life is a gift from Allah. You know, it is the greatest gift that we have is that wujud, existence. And many of the ulama, you know, they talk about the fact that when we start thanking Allah for the bounties Allah has granted us, the first that we should speak about here, or we should thank Him for, is at the point is that He's granted us wujud, existence. And then from there, the fact that He's made us insan and that He's granted us iman. So if we were not in existence, we wouldn't have had the opportunity to believe, we wouldn't have been able to become a Muslim, and to be a servant of Allah. So the first gift is wujud. So life is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, when we live in the moment, you know, this is a great stress reducer. Thinking too much about the future and the past, that is what creates that anxiety for us. When we look at the people of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun." They have no fear, nor will they grieve. So fear is about the future, and grief is about the past. So we need to look at this particular concept that we have. Also, plans often don't manifest themselves the way you want or expect. And if we tie too much onto expectations, then that becomes a problem for us. And when we live in the moment, it will make us much happier. It will give us the ability to find the balance between living in the moment and planning. There's obviously, you cannot abandon planning entirely. But what we're saying is that don't attach too much of your expectations on the plans.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mufti Sahab, now the big question, you know, is with regards to living in the moment, how does one start living in the moment? Is it easier said than done?
Yes, certainly. When we talk about living in the moment, then the first thing is that we need to look at the aspect that we've been focusing on is the worrying. In order to overcome worrying, there's certain things we need to do, calm our minds. And the best thing that we have to calm our minds is the dhikr of Allah. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen well. It is only through the remembrance of Allah that hearts find contentment. And the reason some problems seem daunting is that our mind is racing so fast that we can see things as they truly are. The second part of overcoming worry is the fact that we need to focus on solutions instead of problems. And some people tend to be more solution-orientated and others more problem-orientated. And some of the factors that may determine this is, you know, just our own predisposition, our circumstances in life. So we need to be more solution-driven. That's the first part of it. The second is identify obstacles to living in the moment. In today's busy world, it can be challenging to live in the moment. The reason our minds are working, we need to be constantly connected. Our phone is there. There's messages. There's this desire to constantly connect with others. So the racing mind is another thing. And then sometimes it is the memories of the past. None of us want to be in unpleasant situations. Remember those from the past. And this can bring painful emotions, which we do not want to feel. So how do most people cope with painful emotions? By doing whatever we can to avoid them. We can take our mind to another place and time where things are more pleasant. In other words, we avoid living in the moment. And some people resort to things that stimulate the sensory pleasures. You know, they get involved in alcohol and drugs, and others consume substances that dull their minds and keep them like people often hear, you know, they say drown away your sorrows when they drink alcohol. But that doesn't actually drown away. It dulls it out for a few moments, and then it comes back when you come back, when the person sobers up. So that's not the solution to the problem. And the way that one needs to really look at it in terms of what needs to be done is to gain control over one's thoughts and calm the mind. That is what will make the difference.
Yeah, that is what will make the difference. JazakAllah for the very beautiful advice that Mufti Sahab has given us. Mufti Sahab, the final question with regards to this topic. What are some of the simple things that we can do to start living in the moment? Simple things.
Yes, gratitude. Take our time to thank Allah, to thank those around you. Then also, another thing that we need to do is exercise. You know, we need to watch our thoughts. We need to practice mindfulness. And sometimes we need to disconnect from social media. These are things that we need to consider. Mindful walking is an activity that you perform several times throughout the day. You often think we're being productive by texting or calling someone or walking, but are we really? Instead of getting on your cell phone or letting your mind wander off, why not use your walking to the bus stop, to the car, to the park? In mindful walking is similar to mindful breathing, but instead of focusing on your breathing, focus on your walking, pay attention to each step, notice the different motions in your arms, your legs, your torso. And when your mind wanders off, bring your mind back to your walking. And you can even make a muraqaba out of walking. And that's go walking for a few minutes outside, start by walking slow. So that is one thing. Then we have mindful breathing, where you focus on your breathing itself, mindful eating, where you feel the textures of the food, you smell the food, you know, the aroma of the food, you don't just gobble down the food. All of this will bring us more into the present moment.